The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10, Letter Number 3102, Baruch Hashem, the 13th day of Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom, Uvracha. So, I'm not sure, it's .. But, you know, it seems like, from the language of the Rebbe, you know, Lubavitch had, and Chabad, and the yeshivas, had a lot of opposition, sometimes from the mainstream yeshivas. You know, the Lubavitch, Chabad yeshivas, they did things a little bit differently. And a lot of times there was a temptation to go ahead and, you know, fight back. You know, if somebody rejected or said something bad or did something bad. But there is an old statement the Rebbe brings down. The Rebbe says, there is a, in the Gemara, it says, Anon Paula Diyamam Anon. In the Gemara, there's such a thing, there are day workers and there are night workers. Some people work during the nighttime and some people work during the daytime. Most people work during the daytime. But the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe, he said that we are work during the daytimes, but he made a play on the words. It's not that we work in the daytime, but we work to bring daylight. In other words, our job is not to fight with darkness, is not to give back. Our job is, we heard from the Tzemach Tzedek many times from the name, and my father's name, Tzemach Tzedek, that we have to encourage, and we have to make daytime. Like it says, call Vayikra La'oir Yoim, to call the light and make daytime. So basically, the Rebbe says, don't get involved in trying to fight back or give back. If the students of the yeshiva will diligently and devote themselves to their studies in the revealed part of the Torah, in the Hasidic studies, in their Hasidic part of the Torah, the words of the living God, that you'll have the light and the luminary of Torah. So all the other side, the Sitra Achra, Le'umazeh, that light will push it all away. You do your thing. You make light. You make it daytime. You know, thieves and all kinds of, as it says also in the Tehillim over there, in the nighttime, they all come out of their holes, but they roam freely. But in the light times, you know, they hide. They're not there. You make light, and you get rid of all the negative, all the lumazeh, and all the sitra achra. Now there's like question marks. I guess they didn't know what the words is over here. They put in question marks here. The Rebbe says, Sekol, their entire existence is a delta. The whole existence of the negativity, those who oppose, is just arrogant of spirit, and it's haughtiness, it is brazency, it's chutzpah, without any reason and any knowledge. In other words, the opposition doesn't really have much to hold on to or much to going for them. They're just objecting in a way, a brazen of chutzpah without any good reason. Or so the Rebbe says, you make light, you learn, you do the right thing, and you make light, and then that will get rid of the other ones automatically. And the Rebbe says, these are special days. This was before Yutis Kislev, a couple of days before Yutis Kislev. So this was the days when the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Tanya, was victorious. He was freed out of prison. So the timing is also, he was an author of the Tanya, which made him an authority on the esoteric part of Torah. He also authored the Shulchan Aruch, makes him an authority on the revealed part of Torah. He has gone out into freedom with a raised hand, meaning with in an open, in a very proud way. That what happened to our fathers is a sign for the children. Hashem will make for us also open miracles, also in those days, in this time. So the Rebbe is praying for miracles. Not sure exactly what issue they were facing over there. The Rebbe is blessing to add more permanence in the soul, more permanent in time, the study of Nigla revealed in the teaching of Chassidus. The Rebbe basically says, you do light. You make sure to bring light. And then that way the objection, the other side, the Umazeh, will be weakened. And the Rebbe says, really, the other side has really no real legitimacy. They're just there raising against you. When you bring light, everything else disappears. And Rebbe blesses them with success.